I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Sounds of explosions in Beirut. Hamas militant group acknowledged Saturday that an Israeli strike on a refugee camp in North Lebanon has killed Hamas official Saeed Atala Ali and his family. The early morning strike came a day after another Israeli airstrike cut off a main highway linking Lebanon with Syria, leaving two huge craters on either side of the road. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday once again weighed in on escalating tensions in the Middle East as Israel continues ground and air assaults on multiple fronts. VOA's Patsy Wodakiswara.
Israel is also weighing its retaliation options for Tehran's 180 missile attack earlier this week, including whether to attack Iranian oil facilities.
The Israelis have not concluded what they're going to do in terms of a strike. That's under discussion. I think if I were in their shoes, I'd be thinking about other alternatives.
That was President Joe Biden in a surprise appearance at the White House briefing room Friday, the first in his almost 4 years in office. Biden said earlier this week that he didn't support Israel targeting Iranian nuclear sites. Patsy Wodakiswara, VOA News at the White House.
Iran is under suspicion of trying to hack figures associated with the upcoming U.S. presidential election and plotting the assassination of former U.S. President Donald Trump. The claims come after decades of cyber warfare, both attributed to and targeting the Islamic Republic, as well as other campaigns abroad targeting opponents of its theocracy. Meanwhile, Iran is said to have carried out assassinations abroad targeting its perceived enemies in the years since the 1979 Islamic Revolution, and it has abducted others to bring back to Tehran. This is VOA News. NATO Chief Mark Rutte, who took up the role this week, visited Ukraine Thursday and pledged to prioritize the alliance's support for Kyiv, Henry Ridgewell reports.
Ukraine wants to use Western long-range missiles on targets inside Russia. Rutte made his position clear.
Targeting Russian fighter jets and missiles before they can be used against Ukraine's civilian infrastructure can help save lives.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was asked whether he feared the world was forgetting about his country amid escalating conflict in the Middle East.
The best option to not forget about Ukraine is to respond with weapons, to give the appropriate permission.
Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
Hurricane Helene severely damaged drinking water utilities in the southeastern United States. Western North Carolina was especially hit hard. The Environmental Protection Agency said that as of Thursday, about 136,000 people in the southeast were served by a non-operational water provider, and more than 1.8 million were living under a boil water advisory. Officials in the state of North Carolina are facing a difficult rebuilding task made harder by the steep, narrow valleys of the Blue Ridge Mountains that, during a more typical October, would attract throngs of fall tourists. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports former U.S. President Donald Trump is returning to the site of the July attempt on his life for another rally.
Donald Trump returns to Butler, Pennsylvania, Saturday, where the Republican presidential nominee survived an assassination attempt earlier this year.
We were here last time.
Joan Baker plans to be there.
Found it was very important to be here again.
The campaign says Trump will be joined by Elon Musk, the first time the SpaceX and Tesla CEO has appeared publicly at a campaign event since endorsing the former president. Also joining Trump will be the family of Corey Comparator, who was killed by gunfire at the July rally. I'm Ben Thomas.
Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris is in the state of North Carolina on Saturday. Harris was already in Georgia this week, where she helped distribute meals, tore damage, and consoled families hard hit. A van packed with migrants slid off the road and overturned in central Croatia on Saturday, killing at least two people and injuring 25, some severely. Police say a patrol spotted the van with German license plates overnight and started to follow it when the driver increased speed. After several kilometers, the officers saw the van overturned in a ditch by the road after it apparently hit a concrete bridge, a house, and a power pole. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.